travel feature, travel scrapbook, rediscovering ancient civilizations. Thailand's northeast is home to many archaeological sites. Blessed by its geography, the northeastern region of Thailand, Isan, is home to an ancient heritage which traces back 1,000 to 5,000 years. The Dvaravati period, 9th to 12th century, brought its culture to the northeast. For example, gigantic weird-shaped rocks in Phu Prabhat Historical Park in Udon Thani are believed to be a cluster of Dvaravati temples dating back 1,200 years. Historians suggest that the rocks were sacred places due to the layout of Sima, a temple boundary stone marker, encircling a large sacred stone, according to park officer Tada Songton. The format was unique to the Dvaravati period as the Sima stones were placed in 8 directions. Phu Prabhat is one of the places where visitors can still see the layout of an ancient Dvaravati temple, Tada said. Standing about 10 meters above ground level is the iconic rock named Hor Nang Usa in Phu Prabhat Historical Park in Udon Thani. It is believed to be used as a place for meditation during the Dvaravati period. The historical park houses stunning rock structures, naturally carved by the rain and wind for millions of years. The Fine Arts Department found 68 prehistoric archaeological sites, including 45 cave paintings and 23 sacred places within the 3,430 rai plot. The park is now on a tentative list of UNESCO World Heritage Sites. The temple boundary stones, or Sima, created during the 9th to 12th century in the Dvaravati period, have been left unattended inside Wat Prabhutabhat Buaban, a forest temple about 18 kilometers away from Phu Prabhat Historical Park. The stones were arranged in 8 directions to encircle a sacred stone at the center. However, the central stone no longer exists. In each direction, there are 3 stones in a row. Each stone is of a different height and laid in descending order. At the base of the largest stone, there are different designs of carved work, such as figures of apsaras, heavenly female spirits, often found in Hindu mythology. According to Sisaka Volibotama, well-known archaeologist and anthropologist, the place is the only spot in Thailand to see how each Sima was originally lined in Dvaravati temples. The Fine Arts Department had a roof made on top of each row of these boundary stones as protection, but the structure is in poor condition. Not far from the group of stones, there are more boundary stones left abandoned and scattered around a cliff.